Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Female service members have been testifying this month before Congress on the subject of sexual assault in the military. More than a quarter of women say they've been sexually assaulted or raped while they were serving. We're back now with Democratic Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee and represents the Anaheim area in California. Welcome again to the program, Congresswoman.
Thank you.
Representative, I wanted to start the interview by playing a clip from your colleague, Representative Jane Harman. And she's talking about a number of very striking cases of rape in the armed services.
A female military recruit is pinned down at knife point and raped repeatedly in her barracks. During a routine gynecological exam, a female soldier is attacked and raped by her military physician. Yet another young soldier, still adapting to life in a war zone, is raped by her commanding officer. Afraid for her standing in her unit, she feels she has nowhere to turn.
Representative Sanchez, are these typical stories that you're hearing as you look into this issue?
Well, those are not the typical stories, although we've heard of plenty of doctors who hit on or sexually harass or in some cases rape our military women. The more common issue is a lot of harassment, and in particular in deployment overseas, our military women being raped by our military men quite a bit, usually in the evening. You know, we have a policy, and we've had for several years now, that women must go in the buddy system to the restroom. Most women will not go to the restroom at night because that's when most of the attacks are happening, for example, in the combat arena.
They're being attacked by their fellow soldiers and sometimes even their officers of higher rank. And that's a sad comment on the state of our military when they have to go to the bathroom with a buddy because they can't feel safe.
Not only do they have to go with a buddy, they're commanded to. In other words, the commanders know, they know that these women are being raped. And by the way, once you're identified as someone to have been raped, word gets around, and then you're raped more often. And so you just have a really tough time coming back into the unit. Most times you're discharged, or if you decide to go through the prosecution process, it's very difficult. We just had a hearing where there was an alleged rape. And then the next category was, okay, what was the dispensation? What happened? And then it would say the guy committed rape. And then the next thing was, okay, what happened to this person? And it says, oh, this person was demoted, or this person was sent to another unit. I mean, that's ridiculous. We need to prosecute these people and put them behind bars.
The BBC is actually working on a series that focuses on women in the military, and they spoke to one woman who served in the Air Force in 2006, and she herself was assaulted. Here's what she had to say.
You're supposed to carry your weapon at all times when you're in a combat zone, and I put my weapon down and walked away to go smoke a cigarette, and that's when I was attacked. I felt like if I had kept my weapon, maybe I would have been able to do something, maybe I would have been able to prevent it. No punitive actions were taken against him. It would be my word against his.
So, Representative Sanchez, when you speak with military personnel about this issue and you hear stories like that, what do they say when they hear a soldier saying, I wish I'd had my weapon with me?
It's ridiculous. Most women out there understand that if they get raped, there's going to be almost a 0% chance that this is going to be handled correctly. There are three pieces to this whole issue of rape. The first is the culture. This should be a zero tolerance. There should be no rape going on by our military men to our military women. The second thing, we need to have the laws that actually go after these guys and allow them to be prosecuted. About 4 or 5 years ago now, I changed the laws to reflect the laws that we have for civilians in the United States. Why aren't they using them, and what do we need to fix to get this done? And the third thing is how a woman's treated when she's been raped. Is she going to be backed up in the system? Are people going to believe her? Is she going to be treated the way she should be instead of like this young lady said, I put down my weapon to go smoke a cigarette. I got raped. I couldn't go and tell people I got raped because then they were going to give me demerits and they were going to get me out of the military because I wasn't supposed to put down my weapon. Can you imagine that? You get raped and you can't go and tell somebody about it because you're afraid that person is going to tell you, oh, I got to get you out of the military because you were never supposed to put down your weapon.
I'm wondering how, if you feel like the rate of assault in the military reflects the rate that's in larger society. The BBC spoke with Dr. Kay Whitley. She's the director of the Pentagon's Sexual Assault and Prevention Response Office that was set up in 2005. And this is what she had to say.
Sexual assault is a national problem in the United States. It's not just in the military. In fact, we're told it's one of our nation's most underreported violent crimes. So since we recruit from the society we serve, we believe it's also a problem in the military.
What's your response to that?
I don't know if it's more in the military or less in the military than the civilian forces. I do know that rape goes on throughout our nation, that it's an incredibly ugly psychological attack on a woman. So I wouldn't tolerate it in either the civilian or the military.
My last question for you, Representative Sanchez. You are the highest ranking female on the House Armed Services Committee. Do you feel like there's an understanding with your colleagues in Congress over the seriousness of this issue and the urgency for getting it fixed?
As you know, our Congress is 83% male. There are certainly plenty of men now who have a good understanding, seeing their granddaughters and their daughters, that they would not want this to happen to them. And so there's more of an understanding going on. Of course, the women have always understood this to a large extent. The problem exists when people say, well, men will be men and women shouldn't be in the military. And what do you expect when we make a killer machine, and they've got aggressions and they've got to get those out. And I've actually heard these types of comments from some of my colleagues. That behavior and that thinking is unacceptable, and that's one of the things we have to change in the Congress also.
And that is Representative Loretta Sanchez. She represents California's 47th District. She is, as I said, the highest-ranking woman on the House Armed Services Committee. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know, did you hear the end of what she said?
I did.
I mean, there's some of our serving congressmen think that boys will be boys. I'm stunned by that.
I'm stunned by it, too. There are, the Congress, as people say, is a reflection of society also, and there are a lot of minds yet to be changed in Congress, just like across the rest of the country.
I still can't help but be shocked by it. For more on the topic of sexual assault in the military, by the way, you heard on the during the interview, we interviewed Marty Ribeiro. She was the young lady we heard the clip from who served in the Air Force and was deployed to Afghanistan in 2006, where she was raped. You can actually go to our website to read a blog posting from her. You can read a chronicle of her experience at thetakeaway.org.